This is Royce Isaacs, and you're listening to What's on Fight on the Trending Topics Network.
Welcome, welcome, fight fans, to What's on Fight, the podcast that watches random shows provided by the Fight app, and we review them and bring them all back to you. And I am Finn Fish, and we is the other person, my co-host, none other than Mr. Fourth Row. Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, Finn, doing well. How are you?
Sore, hurt, started a new job, and it's good, but I am beat. I am beat, done, tired. Oh, but, you know, this first few days, I do construction, so, you know, I get sore. The first few days working out muscles that I haven't used in a couple months, you know, sitting around. But yeah, other than that, I mean, I'm great. Got a lot of great wrestling coming up for myself. ROH will be in town here pretty soon. FSW has a very big show. Their biggest show, I think, ever, I could say.
Yeah, I've seen promos for that and posters and ads and Twitter things, and yeah, it looks really good. I'm a little bit jealous.
Yeah, like maybe like a few Lucha Underground guys. Jeez. Let's say at least maybe 10 Lucha Underground guys are going to be there. 5 or 6 TNA guys, some of their own talent. Funny enough, out of all that stuff, even ROH is going to be there the 2 days before. Friday and Saturday, and then FSW will be Sunday at All At Sam's Town. Kenny King is not on the card for FSW. Bullshit. I'm calling it. I'm going to talk to them when I get there. Like, you lucky Taya's here, because I wouldn't have came because Kenny King's not on the card. But, you know, he's with ROH, so they're doing the tapings Friday. So I think they're going to leave town after the tapings. But, yeah, their 14th anniversary is Friday. Tapings from Las Vegas is Saturday, and an FSW collision course, I'm not sure, is here Sunday. But how about you? What's going on in your world?
Well, I have been busy myself this week. My work was very busy this week, of course, you know, wrapping up, because I'm in a revenue-based business, trying to get towards the end of the month, and the month is, like, just a few days away. But other than that, volleyball tournament happening, and then, of course, when it comes to wrestling, my home promotion, my favorite home promotion, Rocky Mountain Pro, did a lot of events this past week. Gotta give them a shout-out. This past Friday, they were at the Denver Art Museum for what the Denver Art Museum has a what's called Final Friday. So the Final Friday of the month, they do a whole track of programming, whether it comes to like lectures, tours, things like that. So the Rocky Mountain Pro was on hand because wrestling is an art. It's an art form. So what they did was they had two tours, you want to call them, quote unquote, and they had three of the wrestlers in the one of the exhibits, one of the exhibit floors. The Denver Art Museum's like 7 floors. And what they had is they had three of the wrestlers start off, some of the faces, and lead a tour in that on that floor and kind of explain, you know, what art means to them, things of that nature. And some of it was real, and some of it was, you know, they were ad-libbing. They had, you know, I think they pretty much had a script that they knew about and that kind of stuff. And then partway through the tour, three of the heels in Rocky Mountain Pro came out and said, "Oh, this tour guide sucks. This tour sucks." So they had security come by and remove them from the tour. And so basically, just a long story short, we continued on the tour, and they said, "Oh, we got finally, you know, we got to show you our final piece of art, and that's our wrestling ring." So then we went down all to the first floor. They did a little Q&A, and then the three wrestlers came back and interrupted again. And it's like, "Well, why don't you quit yapping and get in the ring and let's have a match?" So they had a match, and they did this. They did two shows, two of these things. at the Denver Art Museum, and that was pretty cool. And while I was there, the Star Wars costume exhibit happens to be running at the Denver Art Museum. So me and my friend, we went and toured that as well. Spent a good 8-9 hours at the Denver Art Museum this past Friday doing that, looking at exhibits, and of course attending the Rocky Mountain Pro there at. So that was very unique for them to have, and it seemed like everybody had a good time. The wrestlers had a good time there, the fans had a good time, and the unexpected art goers that probably didn't know what to think about with all these wrestlers here at the museum. So that was pretty cool. And then Saturday night, last night as of this recording, they had their regular show Ignition taping at the Rec House in Denver, Colorado. And that was pretty good too. It was off the hook. And you know, you guys, if you guys are listening, just a little bit of shout out, kind of a cross promotional thing. If you guys are listening, hey, look up the Left Coast Gorillas. And if you guys think these guys are awesome, retweet, send Twitter, send whatever you want to Ring of Honor. Get these guys to face the tag champions in Ring of Honor for their 15th anniversary. These guys have participated in the Future of Honor shows for Ring of Honor. These guys are good. These guys are well worth it. So that's just a personal request to me. If you guys are listening to this, to give these guys a shout out to Ring of Honor, have these guys face the tag champions at the 15th anniversary. So that's my cheap plug for the week.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But you ready for some to get into the show?
Yeah, let's get talking about what we're going to review this week, and that's Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. This is actually episode 300, even though if you look up on Fight, it is actually labeled as episode 298, so just a little bit of a numbering kerfuffle, I guess you could say, but let's get into it.
Yeah, this is, you know, Championship Wrestling from Hollywood won our best promotion last year during our awards, and I think they're on their way to winning again, because this is awesome. This is very good. One of the best, one of the best shows is provided by the Fight app. It's I think it's amazing. I watch every week, so
yeah.
This is going to be sad if I mess up on any names.
This is one of the best looking promotions on the Fight app, if not the best. Their venue is great. It's dressed up really well with decorations, banners, lighting, entranceway. Their opening graphics for their episode is great. The video is crisp, sharp. I mean, everything is great about this promotion. And also, just a quick little shout out, just some kind of breaking news that happened in the last week too. My local promotion, RMP, Rocky Mountain Pro, is now a part of what's called the United Wrestling Network. Mm-hmm. And that happens to be Championship Wrestling from Hollywood is a part of this network. So is Championship Wrestling from Arizona, Championship Wrestling from Tennessee, Canadian Wrestling Elite, Combat Zone Wrestling, Eastern Wrestling Alliance, Fight Nation, FSW, Main Event Pro Wrestling, New England Championship Wrestling, Rockstar Pro Wrestling, Ultra Championship Wrestling, Women's Superstar Uncensored, ooh, and Excite Wrestling. So this, for me, this is such a great announcement. RMP already looks good, just what they've been doing. Totally, if you guys have ever watched and subscribed to them via the Realm Network episodes, not the YouTube, for example. But this is great. This is great news, and I'm kind of hoping good things for RMP in the near future joining this United Wrestling Network, that maybe even with this, it might get some connections for us to actually review them on the Fight TV app, so... That's going to be great.
Yeah, that's it's super cool. I always knew FSW was a part of this. It's Future Stars of Wrestling right here in Las Vegas. And mm-hmm. They switch a lot of their talent. Like, Bateman, one of your favorite guys,
yeah,
is doing some segments with FSW. So, yeah, so good talent exchanges and stuff like that. And I know Championship Wrestling from Hollywood and Championship Wrestling from Arizona work close together. Like, basically, yeah, they're champions, I'm saying. I watch this show. Like I said, I watch this show every week, Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. The music is stuck on me now. The opening theme, it sounds big, you know, like something's coming big. The only thing I do not like are the posters in the back showing the champions, because those champions, there's two people that aren't champions. That's the Friendship Connection. They're not the tag champs. So I'm like, come on, let's put up the tag champ one guy that is. Eric Watts, he is the Singularity Tag Team Champion, because he's cashed in Percy's privilege to win the tag team titles, which is cool, you know, it's great. But now it's funny because their tag team division is out of whack because of that. And let's just get into the show and we'll explain why that is.
Yeah, and before we go, you know, and I kind of agree with you. When it comes to the banners, I personally think this should just be the wrestler themselves without the championship belts, because, you know, how quickly can championship belts change hands? For example, we've, right in the last, like, 2 months, not to go on a little sidetrack here, with WWE, how many championships have changed hands in the last 2 months with WWE? I mean, for example. So, you know, if you're going to make the investment in the banners, you know, it's just tough to see that, you know, the championship on the banner when it could change quickly. And, you know, it's more about promoting the talent when it comes to, for me, I think. So, yeah, it is a little tough seeing belts on those posters.
Yeah. But David Marquez pops up and is like, you know, hey, thank you for watching episode 300 of Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. So we know 100% that is episode 300, not 298, which is promoted, but it's good.
It's all good.
Yeah. And then our first match is the Classic Connection versus Hunter Freeman and, Dan Parker. The Classic Connection have the old school Championship Wrestling from Hollywood titles. I forget what they're called.
Was it the Heritage Belts?
The Heritage Belts. They stole them. So apparently they retired the Heritage Belts, and those guys went to go, somehow got them out of retirement because of Eric Watts is was in the PP3 tournament, and plus he's one person. He's going to defend the tag team titles, and no one's coming after him. So, you know, I guess that's their way of getting around it, that the Classic Connection are the Heritage Tag Team Champions. But the Classic Connection, a goofy-looking team. Oh, man, they're throwbacks, but I forget the other guy's name, the taller guy. But, yeah, he has a good old-school look to him. But nothing too special here, you know. Classic Connection win with a fist drop off the top rope. It's pretty cool. I do like their finishing maneuver. One guy has a opponent over his knee, and the other guy jumps down with a fist punch. So
yeah,
simple classic. The Classic Connection keep their Heritage titles, and they win their match.
Yeah, very 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 solid. Good match, a good starting match to start off the episode. One cool thing I loved about this, this kind of weird that I loved about this particular match, one of the commentators, makes a mistake on Parker's name and calls him Williams or something else. And I'm like, see, even the guys in the episode can make mistakes on the names. So I say, don't feel so bad about that, Finn.
Oh, and this promo, holy shit, was it good.
Oh yeah, it was awesome.
Ryan Taylor is backstage cutting this, a good promo. And man, he talks about he's more of a spiritual guy now, and he talks about his journey back to winning the PP3 Cup. He was an inaugural winner, and he cashed it in and lost.
Yeah.
But he's talking about how, you know, he's now spiritually in tune. This is all a test. He had a feud with a guy named Espiritu. So he lost. He beat Espiritu, then he lost to him. Then those two were in the tournament, and they had the team together. So he had to get over that. He said that was a test for him to get over that, teaming with his enemy to advance in the tournament, then turning around and have to defeat the guy to advance again in the tournament. But he was really empowered and ready to fight. And I think if the wrestling wasn't good, at least the commercials are good, because these commercials, hands down so far this year, the best. I can name one individual commercial, but these commercials are great. A NetSpin commercial, whatever. This Debt Ninja commercial, Cartoon Ninja fighting the IRS over debt,
it's awesome.
It is awesome. Yeah. There's a lot more commercials to come. That's just the start of these great commercials provided by the Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. But yeah, our second match of the night, Ryan Taylor versus Sway Thompson.
Oh, I see what you did there.
The announcer, he talked, because Ryan Taylor is more doing yoga and he's more spiritual now. So what, an announcer talks very soft through the match, so does not disturb Ryan Taylor in his yoga.
he was kind of doing, shout out back to the opening part of our show. He was kind of doing like a little bit of a Bob Ross voice and little happy little trees.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh my God. Sometimes I couldn't hear exactly what he was saying. Let me listen a little closer, but I thought it was hilarious. And I'm somewhat turning on Sway Thompson. I didn't like the dude. Not as much as I liked the last match, but I did not like the guy. He dabs a lot. Oh man, he plays to the crowd a lot. With Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, I could actually, we did a show with him on it. A Fully Loaded show, and it couldn't really see his face. This dude looks like a dork. But this is a great match. The whole time, Ryan Taylor is putting on some great offensive maneuvers on Sway Thompson, even working over the arm of the King of Dab.
Right.
So he can't dab anymore. We go through a commercial break, and then my favorite commercial.
Oh.
Live Links. Oh, man. Too bad we didn't have it in our notes, the number, but it is a dating service, you could say.
Dial them up. Yeah. Make a connection.
Yeah, make a connection. So you're looking for a date, dial up Live Links. You talk live.
Yeah. If you're lonely, make up a connection.
Oh man, but Ryan Taylor is relentless, and I like Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. They explain the history of these guys. That's why I found out a little more about Ryan Taylor and Sway Thompson, obviously. But I found out a little bit more about them during this match. So I like this. I really like this a lot. This is a great match. I don't know if they call it the best match of the night. It's a tie. This match and the last match, but it's one of the best matches I've seen, because the offense of Ryan Taylor, the commentary, and then how much I don't like Sway Thompson dabbing and dancing all the damn time.
Right.
But Sway Thompson continuously goes for this, his go to Suede. I don't know. No. No, I'm not liking that name. Go to Suede. It's to go to sleep, but it's like,
right.
If he dabs,
it's a little weird. You know, Thompson gets pretty much just hammered this entire match.
Yeah,
and everything happens to him. He goes for a move, falls outside the ring, hurts his knee, gets caught in the between the ring and the steps. I mean, he is just a glutton for punishment this entire match.
Oh, and this is a PP3 tournament match. The winner will advance to face
to the finals, I believe.
So, yeah, this is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because someone spoiled the finals for me in the I'm gonna wanna punch her, but yeah, that's not that's not appropriate, but oh man. One of my favorite wrestlers spoiled the finals of the tournament, but it's all good. I wanna throw her out there because I want her on this show, so but Taylor snaps on an armbar. And Thompson is fighting. He's Sway Thompson is fighting this one, and eventually Taylor grabs the leg as well, and then Sway Thompson has no way else to go, and he taps out.
Right.
So a great match. So it's Nikki Myers versus Ryan Taylor in the finals of the PP3 tournament. It's the Percy Pringle's privilege.
Right.
Where the winner of the Percy Pringle Cup, which is an urn, because Percy Pringle is Paul Bearer.
Yep. And which was, the urn was there close to the announcers in the background. You could see it.
So the winner gets to cash in on any championship in championship wrestling from Hollywood. So that's good.
Exactly. Yeah.
We get a great promo package for our main event of tonight.
Yep.
This is good because the first time we covered championship wrestling from Hollywood, these two guys went at it, and it was Big Duke versus DJ Hyatt, and didn't care for Big Duke. Then and.
Probably still don't.
Nah, I don't like the name. I do. I'm liking his new attitude though. He showed me something in this match.
Oh yeah.
He came to play. He came to do his job. So they're fighting over the Larry pretty much. But before we get to the match, another great commercial.
Another great commercial break. Yep.
Oh man, these commercials are awesome. I don't know. There's one commercial out there I've seen that could beat these commercials, but it's going to be hard to choose. I get the live links is the best commercial of the night, but these are actual real commercials, not, you know, local city commercials. Stuff for the lawyer.
Right. But these commercials, like we said in the last episode, these are ones you would find on your local TV networks. You know, the lawyers, have you been injured on the job? Call me. You know, those kind of commercials. So they're kind of more of, in generality, of what you would see on your regular TV.
Yeah, most definitely. And this is, they built this match very good. It's, DJ Hyatt is the god of the Lariat. And he's calling Big Duke a frost prophet of the Lariat. Big Duke thinks he's the god of Lariat. And you know they're both known for the lariats, but man, was this is a cage match, and it lived up to a actual real cage match.
Oh yeah,
these two dudes are too big to be climbing a cage, so there that is. Throw that out of the window. So they had to beat the shit out of each other, and DJ Hyde is known for his wrestling in the CZW, which
right.
Glad it's not on the Fight Network because the Fight app because we're not reviewing that. I don't like their style of wrestling. I don't like their shows. So God, we don't have to review them unless they jump on. But so I don't know too much about him. A lot of people yelled at me about how great he is. I see how great he is now, but I'm not CZW. I'm going to watch him one time this year, but no time soon. Maybe they changed some stuff around. But, yeah, what did you think about this match?
Oh, this match was great. I mean, you know, we start off with kind of like how a cage match should really start, where Duke was coming out in the entranceway, but Hyde jumps him before the outside the cage, before the match even starts. I mean, that's kind of how it should, you know, get it going before you even ring the bell. So, you know, I mean, I love this match. You know, basically the entire match, I mean, Hyde, especially at the beginning, Hyde is just beating the crap out of Duke, and he is just taking it. I mean, all the way. I mean, this was a great match. It had everything you possibly, I mean, you could have, aside from, you know, jumping from the top of the cage, the match should have, you know.
And they explain here about DJ Hyatt's career in CZW. So that's cool. I mean,
yeah,
if I didn't know this, you know, before, I wouldn't know this. And they say he's used to these cage matches and he's used to these wars and battles. So they're giving him the upper hand, which is cool. And then we go to commercial break and then the Debt Ninja returns.
Yes.
Slashing the IRS.
Gotta go after the IRS. Gotta get your IRS debt taken care of by the ninja.
The Debt Ninja. And we come back and man, like these guys are brawling. A lot of great, just offensive maneuvers by DJ Hyde. DJ Hyde's putting it on him, like you're saying.
Right.
And I didn't see when it happened, but when did DJ Hyde get opened up?
I wasn't positive when it exactly happened, but I think it maybe happened of one of the chair shots or things like that. But I mean, it happened shortly after, right before the commercial break, I believe. But, you know, Hyde opens Duke up on the top of his head, and then he starts biting the cut on top of the head, and I'm like, ooh, and that's, oh boy.
And then they went black and white, so.
Right.
I don't know why, maybe it's just biased, maybe I don't know why I don't like when WWE does this, but when Championship Wrestling does it, it's like, that's awesome. It's just, maybe that's how much I don't like the WWE.
Yeah, and you know, I'm not sure, but I believe the black and white thing is just kind of a thing that kind of just started just for, you know, TV ratings, things like that. Just, they figured they could still show it, but if it's not in vibrant color, it helps the grossness of it, you know, that kind of stuff. So I'm guessing that's why kind of everybody does it, and it's kind of just a traditional thing. Because I believe that Championship from Hollywood does air on an actual TV network as well as on Fight. So, yeah. But I think that's kind of why.
Yeah, which is cool.
Yeah.
Because Fight does not edit any of the showings that they showed.
Right.
That come to them. So it comes to them like this. No adding in their own commercials. None of this other silly, goofy stuff that I know and I've heard a lot of, you know, a lot of other networks do when they get these shows in. And I'm going to diatribe about that after this, because I do have a bone to pick with a certain particular network with their crappy ass shit.
Right.
But man, DJ, I came a big fan of, not a big fan. I came to like Duke. Big Duke. Oh my God. But he put it on. He started coming back. And then, man, you want to go into the finish? Cause this is, oh no, not the finish yet. Cause this is a
to the finish, they're fighting on the top rope, top of the cage, you know, Hyde, some of the high spots here, Hyde hits the black hole slam, but Duke kicks out. And as Duke is coming back, like you just said, he's ping-ponging Hyde side to side to the cage. And that's always kind of awesome. I love those.
Yeah.
You know, and then, right after that, Mr. George Foreman,
inventor of the,
yeah.
If you need help.
inventor of the George Foreman grill, because he's an inventor. He's plugging Invent Help from a commercial. So that was kind of cool seeing George on there. So
funny enough, I went through Invent Help to start a patent on an idea I thought of.
Oh.
And they didn't. And they wanted more money than I wanted to give up for an idea, which I didn't think was all that. It was good and innovative, but I figured once I came up with this idea, A lot of people would jump on it and change it anyways. You know, a lot of people would come up and patent it better. And I'm like, fuck all that shit. It's not, it wasn't a $1 million idea. It was like something small to help everyday life a little bit easier, but it was really inexpensive to have and it was not necessarily needed. So I was like, nope, no dice.
No.
And I see some companies using a style like it, which it's not better than the idea I came up with, but it is an alternative of that idea. So that, I kind of threw my running out of going through event help. Because I was like, fuck it, I'm all just, I could just do it for myself. Being a creative person and all, I was like, I don't want to sell this product. I'll just use it for myself because I don't want 1,000 people copying my idea. It's more of a hassle for an item you could buy in a store. I think the selling price would have been like 99 cents. I would have figured because who the hell would need it that much? But
So it sounded like it was kind of like maybe like an impulse item that you would, you know, kind of cross merchandise with other stuff.
Yeah. It was an add-on to something else that you use every day.
Oh, cool.
But I'm like, well, some people don't give a shit. I talked to my nephews and a lot of younger people. I'm like, oh, we just do this instead. I'm like, yeah, then no reason to put all this money into something that is not necessary. But a lot of people buy the unnecessary shit, like a spaghetti stir for some fucking reason. Right. Yeah. So if you have an invention idea, go to Invent Help to help you.
Exactly. And so then we come back from the commercial, and that's when the video goes black to white because of the blood coming from Hyde.
And it wasn't a little. It wasn't a trickle. He was cut
Crimson
up.
Mask.
Yeah, he was hurt.
They call
it. Hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then these two guys, all the chairs and stuff are in the ring, and these two sit. DJ Hyatt gets sitting down by Big Duke, and Big Duke sits down, and these two start slugging it out.
On the chairs.
Yeah, yeah, sitting, punching the shit at each other, sitting down in chairs.
Yeah, they call that toe-to-toe.
But, yeah, this is wild. This is the best part of this match, and it is when DJ Hyatt pulls out an elbow pad. Well, okay. But this elbow pad has thumbtacks stuck. I don't know if they're stuck. It wouldn't make sense to have them stuck in them, but wouldn't it be?
They were embedded, or basically embedded in it, so that they were, so the points were actually turned out.
Yeah.
So you could actually wear it and use it.
I'm like, that would fucking hurt.
No, no.
But it looked like it was turned out the other way, where it looked like it was just a bedazzled. Maybe the lighting, because it is very good lighting, so.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck that. So I pulled out that elbow pad, I would fucking, like yeah, I'm going to climb this cage. Open this door, fuck this. This, like, little knot, you know, the thumbtack, you know. So someone just crushed your face with that, it'll scratch you up. So I was figuring out which way it was turned. If it was turned the other way, it doesn't make sense.
Right.
But eventually, Big Duke reverses, you know, DJ Hyatt and stops him from using the elbow pad. Big Duke gets DJ Hyatt, you know, set up with some chair shots and all that other stuff. Duke eventually gets that thumb-tacked elbow pad, places it on his knee, and yeah. He runs at DJ Hyatt full speed and just knees the life out of him and pins him and picks up the win. So the biggest win for, as we've seen, DJ Hyatt. So, man. Or Big Duke.
Big Duke gets the win, yes.
Funny enough, we have reviewed 3 shows with Big Duke on them.
Yeah.
Ugh. I'm gonna start just liking Ruby Reyes, Ruby Raz, so I could get her on more shows.
Yeah, Big Duke is, kind of in the running for the What's on Fight Lifetime Award.
No, because we did 2 of his shows last year.
I know, but he's going to get the Lifetime Award.
Oh, the Life... Oh, she's...
which, you know, disclaimer, we may never be awarding a lifetime award because we don't plan on stopping.
The dude that came out running, screaming that he sucks, is going to win. Oh my god! But he did dye his hair. It's all black now. So it's not frosted tips or that bullshit. So he's looking more like a big duke, not a big douche. So, but yeah. What do you give this episode of Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, episode 300?
Gosh, I enjoyed it. They had to, with this being a major number episode for them. I mean, they knew that they had to pull out everything, make sure they had great matches, great promos, and everything like that. So, I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed it. Sometimes it was even hard to take notes all the during the episode watching, because it's like I wanted to really make sure I caught everything, because Championship Wrestling from Hollywood is a very enjoyable product to watch. I mean, I'm always entertained. So, I'm going to give them a 9.
Yeah. The only complaint I have is episode, they explained episode 300. They announced explained episode 300. DJ Hyatt and Big Duke explained episode 300. But if they didn't, if this was on mute, I would have never known it was episode 300. No, right. No graphics that showed it's episode 300. None of the other matches explained it was episode 300. So, you know, I'm going with a 9 as well. The commercials are great. Commercials alone are a 10.
Yes.
So, but yeah, a 9 for me as well, because they didn't have that first match. If they had another match in that place, I would have gave it a 10. That match and explaining to more, you know, even a little graphics showing episode 300,
right?
In that first match. Other than that, it'd have been a 10.
Right. You know, and sometimes because of how long their episodes are on, their show is, they can be constrained to what they are going to actually show in the episode. So, you know, it's probably tough decisions about, hey, this is episode 300. We got to make sure we get the right mix of matches and promos and everything to put on this very special episode. So, you know, I can understand that, how it can be constrained, you know, to make sure they put out something good.
Yeah. So, with that, I'm going to go on a diatribe.
Okay. All right.
All right. Nothing dealing with any of the wrestling. Well, it is. But I watch one of my favorite shows. I could probably say it's my second favorite show right now. It is ICW, Insane Championship Wrestling from Scotland. They have a lady there, Martha Martina. This chick is 6 types of wild. She is wild. She's a cross between, let's say, she dresses like Enzo Mori. She has the attitude of the Sandman and ODB. So a mixture of those. This chick is crazy. I was like, okay, she's a whatever, you know. She's wearing leopard pants. She has a shirt on. These maneuvers that she does are just outrageous. And, you know, the people in ICW, just they go way out of the way to explain some of this stuff. So she, in her match, I see 2 of her matches on ICW. During her matches, she reaches into her pants and pulls out a condom, an open condom, places on her hand and tries to do the mandible claw to people. She does the Bronco Buster, which is called the yeast infection. So that's her character. She drinks. She likes to have parties. She likes to party, which, I mean, I get the character. I like the character. I think it's funny as hell that she pulls condoms out of her pants and does a mandible claw with a big old condom on her hand. But I was listening to a different podcast where they weren't able to air this episode on their network. And I'm like, what? they were talking about something else, and then this her name popped up. She's like, "Oh man, I was doing this and this, and I watched the show, and then my boss came by, and like, oh, we can't air this." It's like, huh?
Hmm.
That is.
Would
I don't I if this is I don't understand the you know I there's blood, there's gut, there's a lot of worse things than what this lady is doing.
Yeah.
She drinks. I mean, I seen, you know, this match, blood and all that. And they aired this one. And they aired the episode I watched at ICW on the Fight TV app. So I'm like, what criteria do these people need when I seen some of their shows that they do on their network that have these outrageous fighting and all this? What does she do that's that bad? That
yeah, what is so insane about it?
Yeah, like okay, so they didn't air it, but I'm glad that Fight does not edit the shows that are shown on
right
their Fight TV app. So I'm because I would have missed that match, and I'm like, so every time this lady's on TV, they don't show her. I get she's reaching into her pants and pulling out something, but like Socko and. You know, the Cobra. So, I mean, it's a condom. So, is she just chose another item? Would it be she's practicing safe sex?
Right. You know, and, you know, and, you know, we didn't, you know, this is coming up now in hindsight of our interview with Mike Weber of Fight. But I would assume they probably have some practice and standards, but I'm willing to guess that it's probably more of the effect of just don't show anything. Illegal or, you know, TVMA, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But you know, I think we all can be adults and understand that this is entertainment. This is not real life, you know, trying to break kayfabe. And all that kind of stuff like that. So
yeah.
that just kind of puzzles me and it just kind of drives me insane.
Yeah. But they show MMA. They like we were discussing with Mike Weber. They had backyard MMA, but behind the scenes there are ambulances there. These are actually at least given a little bit of training of fighters. So, you know, they have all different types of shows that they show a lot more graphic stuff than this lady just reaching into her pants. And you don't see her panty. You don't see, you know, nothing else. She's just reaching into her leopard print pants to...
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm glad that I get to watch unedited episodes of my favorite wrestling shows that as much influence that Fight TV app has, they're not editing someone else's shows. Because,
right.
You know, because recently we've been watching actually very good shows and surprisingly good shows. Because I think they had a criteria like we had for their shows.
Right. Has to look good. Has to sound good. You know, all that kind of stuff like that.
And he was saying, you know, that they're picking up steam, they, you know, every week. You know, so check out our interview with Mike there. So we could, you know, if you want to know a little bit more of the inside workings of the Fight TV app. And, you know,
exactly.
So, you know, and if you have any questions for him, you know, you could ask us and we'll ask him, you know. We got like 1,000 questions from a lot of people on our GroupMe site. And they're like, you know what? I was like, you know what? How about we bring you on and you fucking ask him because I ain't asking him all that shit. I'm writing this all this down. I'm not the note taker. I'm the I'm the guy that goes off the top of my head. So I'm the more the random guy. So you want to ask him those questions, we'll bring you on. But yeah, we're having a good time. But let's see, what do we have here next on What's on Fight?
So next, our next episode, we are going to review New Wave Pro, episode number 2. They have been just blowing up our Twitter with their episodes, so we're like, okay. Let's put your tweet where your money is and your mouth is. Yeah. So let's give you guys a look.
Yeah, if you want to call us out, they're not calling. You know, they're tweeting us that the shows are up and if we're watching, and I'm watching. You know, I don't want to spoil nothing for no one, so we're going to hold off on a review of that show. But, yeah, they tweet at us a lot, which is good for us. It shows that we are, you know, something that they want to be on, something they think their product would be get a good review from us. But we will see, and yeah, time will tell. Well, who says that one? But I like that one.
They're what's the saying? Let's tweet this outside there. So that's okay. So, all right. So we'll give you guys a look. We'll see. So,
and there's a lot of new shows that we have a lot of archive shows that we have just in case we can't think of a show to watch. We have, but there's a lot of new shows popping up on the Fight TV app. So I don't even think we're going to be able to get to those old shows, but they're there to be. To be watched, but like I just seen a free show of who do you call them to? Mr. Anderson versus
MVP.
MVP. And yeah. First time in 10 years. 10 years in the making. I'm like, then I watch it. Let me give you. I watch it for the first maybe 5 minutes because they're interviewing both. They're on a stage, press conference with both of them. And they go, yeah, this is the first time in 10 years. And they go, yeah, let's forget the TNA thing that we had, the TNA match we had. Okay, despite the TNA match we had, this is the first time in 10 years. I'm like, you can't tell me it's the first time in 10 years. I was like, didn't they fight? The first thing I was like, didn't they fight TNA?
What were they taking a page out of the Hardy's books and wanting to delete?
But MVP and Mr. Anderson, MVP went off on TNA a little bit, but I didn't get to watch it all. I was like, is this just their match? And I fast-forwarded to the end, and it was just them wrestling. But there's, you know, Q&A before, so I would have rewatched that Q&A just to see, you know, I skimmed through it to make sure it's legit. Not, so far, everything has been, but that's just my procedure of doing things.
Right.
I like it. You never know. But yeah, that's I think that we're running out of show, I think so.
Oh, well, yeah, and then also too, you know, just like New Wave Pro, if you guys have any suggestions for us, things to watch, and if you guys are watching along, tweet at us, send us an email, tweet us at What's On Fight on Twitter, at @gmail.com for email. If you guys want to reach us individually, I can be found at Mr. Fourth Row, all spelled out with a 4th in the middle and row at the end. Same thing goes at MrFourthRow@gmail.com. How can people reach you, Finn?
I am on Twitter. I am FinnFishSCU. I have a Gmail as well. It's the same, FinnFishSCU. You can reach this show. And it seems like the most popular way is on Twitter because everyone's tweeting at us to review their shows. It is What's On Fight on Twitter. You can send us an email. You can send us a bumper. You can send us your clips to whatsonfight@gmail.com. We have a fight line for people who, you know, if you just want to chat on there, talk about what's coming up, send us clips and stuff to that line as well. And that is 702-907-3483, 702-907-FIGHT, F-I-T-E, and, you know, we'll answer you with the quickness and all that good stuff. So, you know, any way you reach us, I retweet. I'm usually the guy that's doing most of the wacky Twitter stuff and getting the name out there and replying to these people for watching their shows and that, which I know I am. Well, now that I got, you know, working, so I slew down just a little, but I check all the time because this is fun. This show is the, I do my other show, but this show I have a co-host on, and this show is fun because I don't talk about the same product every week. So I do like that concept. So I get to meet and hear from new people of different organizations every week, unless we review the same show like we did a few times. But yeah.
Right.
So I'm in it. We're in it to move it. And soon.
Yeah, in it.
Oh, let me jump.
Go ahead.
soon we're going to get, soon, really soon, quick Lucha chat news, soon Lucha Underground is going to be on Netflix. So get your account ready. Once it hits Netflix, it's going to be awesome. Netflix is a big time pickup for Lucha Underground. They're going to explode with being on Netflix. Hopefully they move off the LRA network. Hopefully they don't, because I don't want to pay for Netflix. But they will, because I already have a bunch of other crap I had to get. Hopefully, if they go strictly on Netflix, watch out, world. This is gonna be a game changer. The backing of Netflix with Lucha Underground and the way they're formatted. You can watch a whole season of Lucha Underground. Oh my god, I can't even think of the possibilities or what would happen next. It'll be awesome. And then I will have to dump all these other providers I have and pick up Netflix, because I've got tricked into getting Amazon Prime again. Which is nothing. I had ordered some stuff off Amazon. These guys got me. So the payment was, you know, shipping handling, like $11.40. I was like, okay. But Amazon goes, but you could just pay $10.99 for Amazon Prime for a month, and all your shipping is free. And I'm like, you fucking piece of shits.
I've had that happen to me too.
So I was like, why wouldn't I just re-sign up with Amazon Prime to get this free shipping? I'm like, ugh. Because I'm saving 50 cents, but at least I get a month's worth of, you know, a month's subscription of Amazon and Amazon Prime. So I'm like, you suckered me right back in. What a move.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Yeah, so if they come to Netflix, it's going to be a game changer for yeah, sure. Yeah,
definitely.
But we have great, fine other programming that you can watch or listen to here on the brand new Trending Topics Network, such as the show I was just mentioning, Lou Chat, the podcast that chats all about Lucha Underground. And now that a handful of Lucha Underground stars will be at the FSW show at Sam's Town March 12th, I'm going to try to chat with a lot of them, especially Taya. Taya's going to be there. And I've been trying to get with Taya for the longest, trying to get her on the show. So, yeah. So, that's Lou Chat. We also have WrestleCast, the podcast that has a serious discussion about the non-serious world of professional wrestling, because it was written right here and I could read it.
You're welcome.
Someone added that to the notes and I know it wasn't me. So.
In my best Damian Sandow voice. You're welcome.
we have the European Uppercut Podcast, a European perspective of all pro wrestling. Spanish announce table, huh?
The Spanish announce table, and I think I finally have it right. I believe it's slamming your brain through a table of the week's wrestling knowledge. If that's not it, then that's like 99% it. But I believe that's it.
We have the Hanging with Heavy episodes where he interviews the callers into the All Wrestling Week in Review. And check that out if you want to know a little bit more about the people who called into the All Wrestling Week in Review, such as myself, Top Rated Show, because I'm super controversial and I don't give a shit what people say. And he started a new rebranding of a podcast, did we say?
Yes. Yeah, he rebranded his Ohio Indie Report to Wrestling Cheers. Personally, I'm not sure about the name, but I understand his reasoning behind it. So that's cool. Love to hear it. I'm always interested, you know, in hearing about other people's promotions. And, you know, that's kind of part of what we do here at What's on Fight. We're seeing all kinds of great wrestling. And I think it's also just sharpened my eye and made me appreciate when I've gone to local promotions and seeing the local wrestling, that that everybody has a different take on it. Some people do things the same, but it's all about entertaining. And, you know, these guys and gals wouldn't be in the ring if they didn't have passion for it. So that's my little diatribe for this week.
I think I'm with you with that, with your sentiments on that show's name.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, it's his show. He named it whatever the hell he wants.
Right. And, you know, like I had said, you know, a little behind the scenes here, you and I had gone a couple rounds on figuring what to name this episode, this podcast. Yeah, but, you know, and I, you know, I was like, it has to be descriptive and it has to make sense. And it proof we, what we decided on makes sense because companies like New Wave Pro wouldn't be tweeting at us if they weren't able to find us.
Yeah. And we are what's on the word fight, as in they know what F-I-T-E fight means. So it's a little easier to know, okay, these are guys are what's on fight. Okay. You know, something doing with the Fight TV app. Maybe there's something there. They talk about what's on it. So, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And very descriptive.
Yeah. But we also have, I guess these shows aren't on right now because of the seasons are ended, but NFL easy picks. You know, go back and see what they picked. It makes a lot of good picks. Holy shit. CFL easy picks. We get Squabble Box. Legends on Siren FMs. This is FM. I like adding stuff in. Eurovision Showcase. The Tux Experience. All beer inside. I always thought it was all beers.
It's all beer.
I wonder if I always said it right. All right.
Half and half.
Okay. Half and half. Otto Palmer right there.
Exactly.
It's not a beer, but... STFU. And so many more shows for you to select from. So, you know, subscribe to the Trending Topics podcasting family to get an array of shows and just, you know, listen to them all.
Yep. Subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, whatever, or whatever your favorite podcasting catching app is. Also, review us in those podcasting apps as well. We would greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, but it looks like I am completely done fighting with Championship Wrestling from Hollywood episode 300, but named episode 298. How about you?
I'm good as well. So that's all we have to fight about this week. So until next week, fight on.
All right.
Well, all right. Take me back. Hold my hand. All the way to Brotherland. Take me back. I want to go back.
Brotherland.